One pinhole leak turns into a callback, a lost day, and a dent in trust. A mist shield scorches paint and invites a claim. Poor purge leaves black scale inside a line, and the system pays for it later. Inspectors want clean work, clear tests, and proof you respected code. Homeowners want quiet confidence when the unit starts. This series gives you a repeatable path. Set the space for safe heat. Fit joints so capillary action can do the pull. Keep nitrogen whispering through the line while you work. Size the tip, tune the flame, and put heat into mass, not seals. Feed on the cool side and stop when the gap fills. Then prove it with pressure, soap, and a deep vacuum, and document every step. By the finish, you own a method that prevents leaks, passes inspection, and protects your name. Chapter 1, Safety First, Fire Under Control. Hook, one line, control heat, protect the space, and pass inspection the first time. Scope. This chapter covers safety steps for brazing in homes and light commercial sites. It sets rules for people, property, and air quality. It does not cover joint prep, nitrogen, torch tips, or rods. You will leave the area safe to apply heat. Safety. Wear safety glasses with side shields. Add a face shield when you work overhead. Wear leather gloves and long sleeves made of cotton or wool. Avoid synthetic fabrics near flame. Use hearing protection when you run loud gear. Keep a 5-pound ABC extinguisher within reach. Verify the gauge is in the green and the pin is set. Place a metal tray or a clean bucket of water nearby. Assign a fire watch if another person is on site. Lockout or tag out power at the air handler and at the outdoor unit. Pull the disconnect and tag it with your name and time. Confirm 0 volts with a meter at the control circuit. Close any service gas valves that feed the line you will heat. Tag those valves. Ventilate the space. Open a window or set a fan to move smoke and fumes out. Place a carbon monoxide alarm in the room. Keep the path to the exit clear at all times. Tools and materials. Safety glasses and face shield. Leather gloves. Long sleeve natural fiber shirt. Hearing protection. 5-pound ABC extinguisher. Metal tray or water bucket. Fire resistant pads and a welding blanket. Heat shields and cardboard liners wrapped in foil for tight spots. Spray bottle with clean water. Lockout tags and a bold marker. Portable fan. Carbon monoxide alarm. Infrared thermometer for surface checks. Drop cloths and corrugated board to protect floors and walls. Non-contact voltage tester and a multimeter for zero checks. Setup. Walk the route from the door to the work. Clear boxes, rags, and solvent cans within a 3-foot radius. Lift insulation and foam away from the joint area. Lay a welding blanket under the work. Stand up a heat shield behind the joint. Protect painted surfaces and wire runs with board and foil where heat can reach. Move the fan so it blows out, not across the flame path. Place the carbon monoxide alarm at breathing height. Stage the extinguisher where you can grab it with one step. Pull the disconnects. Tag them. Close service gas valves. Confirm 0 volts at the equipment. Confirm the extinguisher gauge is in the green. Fill the spray bottle. Tell your helper they are the fire watch during heat and for a cool down period after heat. Steps. Announce the hot work start. Verify everyone in earshot knows heat is coming. Do a dry run. Point to the joint, the shield, the extinguisher, and the exit path. Remove loose dust and scraps from the floor and from cavities that can catch embers. Place the heat shield tight to the backside of the joint. Add a second shield if the cavity is deep. Cover anything below the joint with a welding blanket that extends at least 2 feet past the drop zone. Start the fan on low. Confirm air moves out of the room. Place the carbon monoxide alarm where you can hear it. Lockout or tag out checks. Read the tags out loud. Confirm 0 volts at the equipment with your meter. Stage the spray bottle and test the nozzle. Make sure the extinguisher pin is set and the hose is free. Verify. Do a heat shadow test. Hold a scrap of paper where the flame cone would point during work. Make sure the shield fully blocks that line. Check the floor protection reaches past the drip line. Touch nearby surfaces with the back of your hand. If a surface is already warm, add a second shield. Confirm air is moving out by holding a light ribbon or a tissue near the fan. Press the test button on the carbon monoxide alarm. Confirm your path to the door is clear and dry. Confirm the extinguisher gauge reads in the green. Common fails. Paper or lint left inside the wall catches a spark. Fix it by vacuuming the cavity and packing a small piece of foil-faced board as a barrier. No lockout tag on the disconnect. Fix it by tagging both the air handler and the outdoor unit before heat. Shield too far from the joint. Fix it by closing the gap, so heat does not soak the cavity. Document. Take a photo of the lockout tags with time and date. Take a photo of shields and blankets in place before heat. Photograph the extinguisher gauge in the green. Take a quick shot of the carbon monoxide alarm location. Save these images to the job file. Add a short note that a fire watch will remain on site after heat. Recap. Set the zone so heat can do its job without damage. Lockout or tag out and confirm zero before you light. Ventilate, shield, and keep a fire watch until the metal is cool. Chapter 2. Fit up that flows. Hook, one line. Prep copper so capillary action does the pull and the joint seals on the first try. Scope. This chapter covers copper tube and fitting prep for tight, even flow. It includes tube selection, cutting, deburring, cleaning, dry fit, and depth marking. It does not cover torch setup, heating patterns, nitrogen, or feeding rod. Safety. Wear safety glasses with side shields. Use cut-resistant gloves when cutting and deburring. Clamp the tube so it cannot roll. Keep fingers clear of the cutter wheel. Sweep metal chips into a tray so no one slips. Tools and materials. Tubing cutter with a sharp wheel. Fine-tooth saw and miter box for tight corners. Inside reamer or deburring tool. Outside bevel tool or a light file. Nylon abrasive pad or emery cloth in the 180 to 240 range. Lint-free cloth. Clean solvent such as isopropyl alcohol on a damp rag. Permanent marker. Steel rule or tape. Small square to check cut faces. Spring bender or bend supports if you must align a tight space. Calipers for quick size checks. Feeler card or a slip of thin paper for a quick drag test on fit. Caps or tape to keep cleaned ends dust-free. Setup. Confirm copper type and size. Type L for pressure lines in most homes. Type M only where local code allows. Read the size stamps on the tube. Check the fitting for cracks, dents, or out-of-round mouths. Make sure the tube end is round. If it is oval, round it with a sizing tool. Lay out parts so the joint line is easy to reach. Plan supports so the joint will not carry weight while you work. Steps. Measure and mark the cut line with a fine mark. Cut square. Use light pressure and advance the wheel a little each turn. Deburr the inside until the ridge is gone. Do not gouge the bore. Break the outside edge with a small bevel. A slight chamfer helps insertion. Clean the tube end and the fitting cup to bright metal. Use a fresh abrasive pad. Wipe both parts with a clean solvent rag. Let them dry. No oil. No grit. Dry fit the parts. Push to full depth. You should feel light, even drag. Mark the insertion depth all the way around the tube. Pull apart and cap the cleaned ends until you are ready to assemble. Verify. Check the cut face with a small square. It should be true across the face. Run a fingertip inside the bore. No ridge. No sharp hook. Look at the clean surfaces. You want a uniform, bright ring with no dark spots. Push the tube into the fitting to your mark. Twist a quarter turn. It should move smoothly with light resistance. Hold the assembly vertical. A good dry fit will not fall out under its own weight. Target clearance is about 1 to 5 thousandths of an inch for most copper sweat cups. You cannot see that gap, so judge by the feel and by full insertion to the mark without wobble. Common fails. Loose fit from oversanding. Fix it by replacing the fitting and cleaning with lighter pressure and fresh pad. Burr left inside the tube. Fix it by reaming again until the lip is gone, then reclean. Oval tube mouth from heavy cutter pressure. Fix it by truing the end or recutting with light, even pressure. Document. Photo the tube stamp that shows size and type. Photo the bright, clean cup and the tube end. Photo the depth mark all the way around. Note the room, the joint location, and the time in your job log. Cap both cleaned ends after the photo. Recap. Square cut. Clean to bright. Dry fit with light, even drag to the depth mark. Protect the prep so nothing dirty touches the joint before heat. Chapter 3. Clean inside, the nitrogen purge. Hook, one line. Keep the inside bright and clean so the joint seals and the system lives longer. Scope. This chapter shows you how to set a slow nitrogen purge for brazing copper lines in residential and light commercial work. You will choose entry and vent points, set a gentle flow, and keep that whisper moving during heat and cool down. You will not set flames, pick tips, or feed rod here. Safety. Secure the cylinder upright with a strap. Wear safety glasses and gloves. Crack the valve briefly to blow dust from the outlet before you install the regulator. Vent the space so gas does not pool. Never cap both ends while flowing gas. Keep pressure near zero during purge. Tools and materials. Nitrogen cylinder. Two-stage regulator with a flow meter or a fine needle valve. High-pressure hose rated for nitrogen. Assorted adapters and service port fittings. Core removal tool for the vent side if you need more flow. Tape or caps to cover clean ends. Soap solution in a spray bottle. Thin ribbon or tissue for a flow check. Clean lint-free cloths. Setup. Strap the cylinder. Crack the valve for a short burst to clear dust. Install the regulator and tighten the connections. Close the regulator outlet. Open the main cylinder valve slowly. Check all regulator joints with a light soap spray. Pick a purge direction. Feed gas from the clean upstream side. Vent from the far end at the open tube or at a service port you can open to the air. If a Schrader core chokes the vent, pull it with a core tool on the vent side. Steps. Connect the hose from the regulator to your chosen entry point. Keep the line clean. Open the vent at the far end. Aim it to a safe spot. Crack the regulator until you hear a soft whisper at the vent. Target a very low flow. Think gentle, not a blast. Hold a strip of ribbon at the vent. Confirm steady outflow. Let the purge run for a short pre-flush. This clears air and moisture from the line. Keep the same whisper of flow through the entire heating period. Do not raise the flow once metal is hot. After the joint cools to a dull warm state, stop the flow and cap clean ends. Verify. Feel for a light stream at the vent. The ribbon should flutter, not whip. Listen for a soft hiss, not a roar. Spray soap on the regulator joints and watch. No bubbles means tight gear. If the line has a gauge, confirm the needle sits near zero during purge. Cut and inspect a practice coupon on scrap someday. Inside should look bright straw, not black. Black means oxide. Oxide means you need more time and a steadier purge next job. Common fails. Flow set too high. Result is turbulence that can disturb capillary action. Fix it by backing the regulator out until the sound drops to a whisper. Vent closed or restricted. Result is pressure in the line. Fix it by fully opening the far end and pulling the core on the vent side if needed. Purge stop too soon. Result is oxide while metal is still hot. Fix it by running the purge until the joint cools past the dull warm stage. Document. Photo the strapped cylinder and regulator. Note the flow setting in plain words, such as whisper level, and record the time you started the purge. Photo the vent point and any core you removed. Add a line to the job log that shows purge direction, start and stop times, and who verified the soap test at the regulator. Recap. Purge in one direction with a gentle, steady whisper. Keep the vent open and the pressure near zero while you work. Run the purge through cool down so the inside stays clean. Chapter 4. Flame, heat, and control. Hook, one line, set a neutral flame, heat the mass, and the joint reaches temperature without damage. Scope. This chapter covers torch choice, tip sizing, flame setup, and heat control for brazing copper in homes and light commercial work. You will learn where to put heat and how to move it. You will not choose alloys or feed rod here. Safety. Vent the space. Keep the extinguisher within one step. Check hoses for cracks and tight ferrules. Leak test regulators and connections with a light soap spray. Open cylinders slowly. Use a striker, not a lighter. Wear eye and hand protection. Keep the cone off wiring, paint, and insulation. Do not point flame at pressure gauges or plastic parts. Tools and materials. Air fuel torch or oxy-fuel torch. Assorted tips matched to tube size. Regulators and hoses in good condition. Spark striker. Heat shields and welding blanket. Infrared thermometer for surface checks. Temperature indicator sticks rated near 1,100 degrees Fahrenheit. Small mirror for hard angles. Setup. Pick the torch that fits the job. Air fuel is fine for short runs and small sizes. Oxy-fuel is better when you need fast, focused heat. Select a tip that can bring the joint to temperature in a steady window. For 1/2-inch copper, aim for 15 to 30 seconds with oxy-fuel and longer with air fuel. Stage shields close to the back of the joint. Confirm nitrogen purge is ready from the last chapter. Steps. Light the torch and bring the flame to neutral. The inner cone should be tight and the outer flame should be even with no soot. Warm the area around the joint. Sweep in circles to preheat metal nearby so the joint does not sink heat too fast. Put most heat into the heavier mass. Aim a little more at the fitting or valve body than at the tube. Keep the inner cone off the metal. Hold about 1/8 inch away and keep the cone moving. Walk the heat around the cup. Circle the joint so every quadrant rises together. Watch for cues. Copper will change sheen and reach a dull red in low light. On flux joints, the flux will thin and go clear. Maintain temperature by moving the flame. Do not park the cone on one spot. Pull heat slightly away once the joint is at temperature so you do not overcook the cup or nearby parts. Verify. Check the flame. Neutral has a sharp inner cone and a calm sound. Oxidizing has a loud hiss and a short cone. Carboizing leaves a yellow feather and soot. Time your heat on scrap. If 1/2 inch copper takes more than 1 minute with oxy fuel, the tip is small or your pattern is slow. Touch a temperature stick to the back side near the cup. The mark should melt near 1,100 degrees Fahrenheit. Use the mirror to confirm the far side shows the same color and sheen. Surfaces around the joint should be warm, not scorched. Common fails. Oxidizing flame pits the surface. Fix it by closing oxygen a little until the feather disappears. Cone touching the metal causes erosion. Fix it by holding the cone off the work and keeping it moving. Hot spot and sag on one side. Fix it by circling the cup and giving more time to the heavy mass. Document. Photo the torch and tip next to the tube size you are working. Take a close shot of the neutral flame so the inner cone is visible. Note torch type, tip size, and the heat pattern you used. Add a line that nitrogen purge stayed on throughout heat. Recap. Neutral flame, cone off the metal, heat the heavy mass first. Walk the heat so the whole cup rises together. Verify temperature with a melt stick and keep nearby parts safe. Chapter 5, Copper to Copper, Alloy and Feed. Hook one line. Let the joint draw the alloy and stop as soon as the gap is full. Scope. This chapter covers brazing copper to copper with phosphorus bearing rod. You will choose rod size and silver content, place heat, and feed on the cool side so capillary action does the work. You will not use flux here. You will not work on brass or valves in this chapter. Safety. Wear eye and hand protection. Keep shields in place. Vent the space. Hold the rod so your hand stays out of the flame path. Keep the nitrogen purge at a steady whisper. Tools and materials. Phosphorus-bearing copper brazing rod in a diameter that matches the tube size. A small diameter rod for 1/2 inch tube and larger for bigger sizes. Rod with low silver for general joints and higher silver content when you want faster flow. Stainless wire brush for light surface touch-up if needed. Wet rag. Small mirror. Side cutters to trim rod ends. Setup. Confirm the joint is clean and marked to depth from Chapter 2. Confirm the nitrogen purge is flowing from Chapter 3. Confirm a neutral flame and heat pattern from Chapter 4. Place the mirror so you can see the far side of the cup. Stage the wet rag nearby to protect finishes after heat. Steps. Bring the joint to temperature with your normal heat pattern. Focus a little more on the fitting than the tube, so both rise together. Test the temperature with the rod tip. Touch the cup lightly on the side away from the flame. If the rod begins to melt on contact, the joint is ready. Move the flame to the opposite side. Keep the cone off the metal and keep it moving. Place the rod on the cool side, opposite the flame. Hold it still. Let capillary action pull the alloy into the gap. Walk the heat around the cup. Keep the rod feeding from the cool side as the draw moves. Do not push rod through the flame. Watch the fillet form as a small, even ring. Feed only enough rod to fill the gap. Stop feeding the moment the ring closes and the fillet is even. Pull heat away a touch and let the bead settle. Hold still for a brief moment, then remove heat. Let the joint cool to a dull warm state before touching it with the wet rag to protect nearby surfaces. Verify. Look for a smooth, even fillet all the way around. The ring should be thin and uniform with no sharp peaks. Use the mirror to check the backside. A complete draw shows no dark gaps at the edge. Drag a clean fingernail over the fillet. It should feel smooth and continuous. No bumps that suggest overfeed. Lightly tug the tube after cool down. There should be no movement at the joint line. Common fails. Overfeeding makes a heavy bead and can leave a drip inside. Fix it by slowing the feed and stopping as soon as the ring closes. Feeding through the flame burns the rod and makes a grainy bead. Fix it by keeping the rod on the cool side and moving the heat instead. Starved joint shows thin gaps and dark lines. Fix it by reheating to flow temperature and adding a small amount from the cool side until the ring is even. Document. Photo the finished fillet from two angles, including the far side with the mirror. Note rod size and silver content used. Add a short line that the joint was drawn from the cool side with nitrogen purge on. Recap. Heat both parts, feed from the cool side, and let the joint draw. Build a small, even fillet and stop the moment the ring closes. Keep the inside clean by holding purge and never pushing rod through the flame. Chapter 6, Copper to Brass, Flux, Valves, and Heat Sink. Hook, one line, protect the valve, use clean flux, bring the brass up first, and the joint bonds tight. Scope. This chapter covers copper to brass brazing at valve stubs, adapters, and bushings. You will apply the correct flux, stage heat, and shield seals and bodies. You will not test pressure or pull vacuum here. Safety. Wear safety glasses and gloves. Vent the room. Keep nitrogen purge at a steady whisper. Do not aim flame at stems, seals, gauges, or plastic caps. Wrap the valve body with a damp heat sink or apply heat blocking paste, but keep it off the fresh braze area. Let the joint cool in air. Do not quench a hot valve. Tools and materials. Silver bearing brazing rod suitable for copper to brass. Brazing flux for copper to brass. Small acid brush for flux. Heat blocking paste or a damp cotton wrap for the valve body. Clean abrasive pad. Lint-free cloth. Mirror for backside view. Temperature indicator stick near 1100 degrees Fahrenheit. Wet rag for nearby finish protection after cool down. Setup. Confirm fit and depth marks from Chapter 2. Clean both parts to bright metal. Lightly cap clean ends until assembly. Wrap or paste the valve body to shield seals. Leave the cup edge clear of paste so heat can reach it. Check purge flow and vent path from Chapter 3. Set a neutral flame and stage shields from Chapter 4. Steps. Brush a thin, even coat of flux on the brass cup and 1 inch of the copper tube end. Keep flux out of the tube bore. Assemble to the depth mark. Wipe away any squeeze out, so only a thin film remains at the mouth. Bring the brass up first. Circle the cup with the flame and keep the cone off the metal. Keep the valve body wrapped or pasted. Watch cues. Flux will thin and go clear. Touch a temperature stick near the cup to confirm heat. Move the flame to the far side. Hold the rod on the cool side at the joint mouth. Let the joint draw. Keep the rod still and walk the heat. Feed only enough to fill the gap and form a small, even fillet. Pull heat the instant the ring closes. Keep the wrap on the body while the joint settles. After the joint cools to a dull warm state, wipe away flux residue with a damp cloth. Do not soak the joint. Verify. Use the mirror to see the backside. The fillet should be thin and even all around. The valve stem should turn smoothly after cool down. No rubber smell or discoloration at seals. Flux residue should be fully removed at the mouth. Surfaces near the joint should look warm touched, not scorched. If you used a temperature stick, the mark near the cup should melt, while areas on the wrapped body should not. Common fails. Too much flux boils and traps voids. Fix it by using a thin film and wiping squeeze out before heat. Heating copper first starves the brass and burns flux. Fix it by bringing brass to temperature before you feed. Heat sink on the joint chills the cup and makes a cold lap. Fix it by keeping paste or wraps on the valve body, not on the fresh braze. Document. Photo the thin flux film before assembly. Photo the valve body wrap or paste placement. Photo the finished fillet, including the back side with a mirror. Note alloy type, flux used, and that the body was protected. Add a line that purge stayed on through heat and cool down. Recap. Flux light and even. Bring the brass up first and protect the valve body. Feed from the cool side, stop when the ring closes, and clean the residue after cool. Chapter 7. Prove it tight. Test, inspect, and document. Hook, one line. You test it, you trust it, and you have proof in your file. Scope. This chapter covers pressure testing with dry nitrogen, bubble testing, electronic leak checking, and evacuation with a micron gauge. You will record readings and photos for inspectors and warranty. You will follow local code and the manufacturer for final limits. Safety. Use nitrogen only. Never use oxygen. Strap cylinders upright. Wear eye and hand protection. Keep the work area clear. Vent the room. Stand to the side of gauges when you open valves. Tools and materials. Dry nitrogen cylinder, two-stage regulator, hoses rated for test pressure, ball valve at the hose tip, accurate gauge set, soap solution in a spray bottle, electronic leak detector, vacuum pump sized for the system, core removal tools, micron gauge with fresh batteries, clean caps and plugs, clipboard or mobile log camera. Setup. Confirm all braze joints are cool and clean. Replace Schrader cores where required. Cap any open ports not used for testing. Verify your regulator and gauges hold zero. Plan a photo angle where both the gauge face and the system label show in one frame. Steps. Connect nitrogen at the service port. Close the far port so pressure reaches the whole line set and coil. Open the cylinder valve slowly. Crack the regulator until the system begins to rise. Raise pressure to the value allowed by local code and the manufacturer. Typical residential tests use 150 pounds per square inch gauge. Larger systems may go higher. Isolate the system by closing the ball valve at the hose tip and the service valve. Record time and pressure. Hold the pressure. 15 minutes is a quick check. 1 hour gives you confidence. Longer holds may be required by your inspector. While holding, spray soap solution on every joint and fitting. Watch for fine growing bubbles. If pressure holds and no bubbles appear, vent to zero in a safe spot. Connect the vacuum pump with core tools installed. Put the micron gauge at the far port on the system, not at the pump. Pull vacuum to 500 microns or lower. Repeat the number for the record. 500 microns. Close the valves and perform a rise test. A stable system should stay under 800 microns for 10 minutes. If it rises above 1,500 microns, find and fix the leak or moisture source. Verify. Check the pressure gauge at start, midpoint, and end of the hold. Record each reading with time. On the soap test, look for slow, expanding foam, not pop bubbles. Calibrate the electronic detector in clean air. Move the tip within 1/4 inch of each joint at a steady pace of about 1 inch per second. Any confirmed alarm means stop and repair before evacuation. During the vacuum, confirm the micron gauge reads lower near the system than near the pump. Numbers that bounce or stair step upward point to a leak or trapped moisture. Common fails. Testing with oxygen or compressed air. Fix it by purging the setup and using dry nitrogen only. Pressure drop without visible bubbles. Fix it by checking hidden caps, service stems, and gauge hoses, then re-soap. Micron gauge at the pump shows a false low. Fix it by moving the gauge to the system side and pulling again. Document. Photo the gauge face at target pressure with the system label in view. Photo the soap test in progress on one joint. Photo the micron gauge at the system reading 500 or lower. Add a final photo of a rise test screen that shows time and value. In your log, write the pressure target, hold times, pass or fail for bubbles, final vacuum, and the rise test result. Add your name, date, and time. Recap. Test with dry nitrogen and hold long enough to trust the number. Bubble test every joint and confirm with an electronic sniffer when needed. Pull to 500 microns, hold below 800 for 10 minutes, and keep clear records.